Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
What's going on, guys? Welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hours. Rob Pitts in the studio. Of course, we got our mini trucking and matrimony couple, Smitty and Breezy.
Hey, hey, hey.
What up, y'all?
You like that delayed, and you're like, Smitty and Breezy. Hot Rods and Happy Hour financial analyst slash numbers guru, the professor himself, Mr. Richard Hoskins.
What's going on, Ontario, Canada?
And then, of course, we got Hot Rods and Happy Hour legal counsel slash all-around cool car guy, Mr. Kobe Miller.
What's
in the
up, everyone?
Red light, you jumped the guns, huh? We try to act professional, and what do? Every time?
I'm thinking toter home.
Toter homes are nice, too. Now, I like that. Now, we were talking about the ultimate tow pig, and we kind of got off on the camper kick. And the thing is, I will never own a camper. I can't be that guy. I've got holes in my jeans, gel in my hair. I can't do that. But I could rock a tour bus.
Oh, yeah. I could rock a tour bus.
I think it's my rock star kind of persona is why I would have that. And the thing is, I'm good enough at shooting the bull that I probably could convince everybody at the campground, like, you know, I was like the sixth Backstreet Boy, you just didn't see me, or something like that.
Or the first Rascal Flatts guy.
You know, I wasn't going to go there. I was going to hang tough on this, but you know what? So anyway, Kobe, we're talking about toter homes. And,
wow.
So, but I like the toter homes. And now a lot of your race guys are using the toter homes now because you got a smaller setup as far as the camper side of it. But it's actually a lot easier for pulling, like a double stack trailer, things like that. And the thing that's cool about them is these things are plush now.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you're looking at, like I had one when I raced. You know, you got a big semi, triple cab, you know, little short rear axle that pulls a double stack trailer. It's got a queen size bed, kitchen, living room, shower, everything that you would have in that tour bus, just a little bit more compact.
And most of them got slides and everything now.
Yep, had slides, and then you got that big old diesel motor pulling.
I think that's the reason I don't like campers, because I grew up in a single-wide trailer. You know what I mean? Like, it weirds me out.
Yeah, I can see that.
I think that's why I got a thing. Like, I got issues. You got, like, a lot of these, like, Instagram model girls have, like, daddy issues. I have trailer issues.
Yeah.
I think that's why I want mag wheels on my trailer so bad, on my car trailers, because of that. I think that's it. I think we've crossed the bridge, Professor.
I'm proud of you, man.
I mean, you really. I feel good about it. I've quit sweating and everything. Like, I feel better now. You know,
breakthrough.
I feel relaxed.
And on the next segment,
14,000 dollars later.
Yeah. Well, you know what I mean.
We finally crossed this milestone.
All that therapy, just.
I'm telling you. I mean, and all I need to do is talk to you a bunch of losers. I mean, I feel better.
$14,000 is a third of a Prevost tour bus.
A Christian-owned, Christian-banned Prevost tour bus.
Yeah, we can fix that, and I won't even charge you.
I'm scared to have a professor in my tour bus. I think, like, you would have to, like, adult supervision. Like, somebody had to watch him while he was in there.
I don't think the professor should ever have keys to the tour bus.
I think if I'm going to be in the tour bus, there's definitely going to be some adult supervision. But you guys don't need to be there.
We would walk away for 2 minutes and come back, and there would be a party in the tour bus.
If the Prevost is a-rocking, don't come a-knocking.
Either way, it's going to be a great story.
Oh, no. Yeah,
his tie is hanging on the door handle outside.
We don't want your tie hanging on the door handle of the Prevost.
We could get a red light.
No, we don't need a rolling. No,
that's a good.
Yeah.
Wow. No, cool. No, 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 no,
saying. That was mine.
I mean, that's cool.
No. We don't need a house of ill repute on wheels. That's bad.
Yes, we do. We travel.
We travel to do car shows. We don't travel. That is a good looking tiger home. Yep. We don't travel. We travel to do car shows, not travel to whatever you were talking about.
Speak
professor.
For yourself.
Adult supervision.
I really feel like I need to talk. I feel like I need to talk to the Christian singing group's church after talking to you about this.
Man, if they're taking up love offerings or thinking about a prevost, yeah, I wouldn't mind hanging out there for a couple of Sundays.
Get some financial advice from these guys. You know, he said, you know, I am a banker. I'm just throwing that out there.
In the trailer behind there, they got they're towing their Lamborghini.
Exactly. I don't know. I mean, I think that would be cool. I like a toter home.
Yes.
I think that'd be the way to go.
Yeah, I agree.
I think we would look good. Imagine us coming out. I mean, like, we're here to host your car show and come roll it up in the motor, in the big Prevost motorhome.
Oh, yes. Can we have, like, the fog come up, like, when the doors come open
intro
and we walk
music,
out,
the whole
red carpet
match.
Pop out.
Yes,
and all.
Oh, my gosh, that'd be amazing.
Wild side playing in the background.
Yes, lights.
Oh. I'm not saying
cool
that
sunglasses.
We should. I'm not saying that we should be able to smoke in the Prevost, but I think there should be an area right before you walk out of it where we can all walk out with cigarettes hanging out of our mouth and sunglasses on.
Oh, yeah. You know, those guys, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
They
those
like
guys.
Pit bulls.
It seems appropriate.
Yeah.
No pit bulls.
No pit bulls.
Yeah, pit bulls would be awesome.
Yeah, tied to the front doors. Can't nobody get in. Richard.
We just got his tie hanging on the door. No one's going in.
I'd want to like carry a pit bull on my back, like a backpack.
That would actually be epic, though. I daydream about that. I think we could rock that.
Well, I guess we all need to start looking for a tour bus.
I think we do good at it. I mean,
so Prevost, if you got an extra tour bus laying around, you want to donate?
Horizon Happy Hour could use you, you know?
I was about to say, I think I need a raise.
I need a sponsor.
Yeah, something.
Yeah.
Somebody over here.
We are all huge fans of Prevost.
Who's going to drive it?
Not
yeah,
me.
I'll drive it.
Who, you would?
I'd drive it, yeah.
You drive it? You rock it. You be the bus driver?
Oh, yeah.
Sit down! Professor, put your pants back on.
Y'all get acting crazy. I'll just lock them air brakes down. Y'all straighten
up. We look like Garfield stuck to the windows.
I'm going to maybe stop this bus. Don't put your pants on. I'm going to stop this bus, Professor. He said, I get hot. Sorry.
Sounds fun, man. And we're all huge fans of Prevost. So, you know, yeah. Prevost, if you're listening.
You just say it, you know.
Prevost and Fireball.
Oh, man. You just nailed it.
Man, but yeah. Like, and the thing is, like that, the tour bus is actually like a turquoise.
See, that's Breezy's color.
Yeah, that's going to get changed.
No.
But imagine getting it wrapped black with flames.
Oh, yeah.
The church bus. I mean, like, we may be stepping on sacred ground there. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe we should find, like, Ozzy Osbourne's old tour bus, you know, or something like that.
It's not going to be sacred ground after a week or two.
Tainted ground, I think, would be the more wording for it. I think it would be right. Oh.
Like I said, we need to be the third owner. We need to find another owner, and then it's going to have to get sold back up.
Yeah, we need to sell it to, like, some college kids first.
Ugh, and you say college kids, they're nasty.
No, that's better than the Girls Gone Wild one. Ew.
No, it isn't.
Richard be in there looking for, like, treats, looking under stuff. There's got to be something in here good.
Be looking for cell phones that got left and whatnot.
Richard, that's why we can't take you places.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, you can. I'm cool. I think it would. I think that would be the ultimate. Like, I think that would be great for Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
Yeah,
I agree.
I think it'd be a great tow pig.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
I think it would be a great tow pig. Unfortunately, the budget doesn't allow it. Believe it or not, radio don't pay that good.
No, it don't.
No.
It don't. I mean, you know.
No.
I'm waiting for them royalty checks to come rolling in.
Apparently
I haven't seen them yet.
Gospel music does.
What else?
Huh? You said gospel music.
What is that?
So who knows how to? Who in here knows how to sing gospel music? Because
I want to tell you something. I can hum a tune like nobody's business.
I can tap the counter. I guess we're getting there.
I can play a harmonica.
I love it.
We're fixing to go on tour, baby.
That's what I'm saying. Hey, tell you, I mean, we can do the Lord's work. I mean, you know what I'm saying. I can preach up a storm if I needed to. Just have a come to Jesus meeting right here for everybody.
Oh.
Revivals.
Can I get an amen?
Amen.
You think his tour bus drives itself up and down the road? No, sir. Don't make me send that plate back around. And you guys stick around. We got a commercial break coming up, and right back, we got a lot more Hot Rods and Happy Hour headed your way.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts in the studio. Of course, we always got Smitty and Breezy when they ain't sick.
When they ain't sick.
What's going on, guys?
Howdy.
And then, of course, we've got Hot Rods and Happy Hour. Financial analyst slash numbers guru slash patient zero slash carrier pigeon, Mr. Richard Hoskins himself.
God. I don't even know what some of those things mean. What's happening, Topeka, Kansas?
The doctor probably said the same thing. And then, of course, we got Hot Rods and Happy Hours legal counsel slash cool car guy, Mr. Kobe Miller in the studio.
What's up, everyone?
And we're talking about tow pigs, tow rigs, things to haul your hot rod. And, you know, we talked about toter homes, we talked about motor homes, we've talked about ramp trucks and trailers and things like that. I tell you, you know, and we talked about it a little bit earlier in the show, but I want to talk about it again. If I had, you know, my tour bus, I'd go out to Bear Jackson in it.
Now, that would be a fun trip.
Do you want to talk about a road trip from way back? The only thing I'm worried about taking a road trip to Scottsdale, Arizona, with the professor is that Christy Lee's there at Bear Jackson.
What's wrong with that?
Hey, girl. You like tour buses?
Have you seen our new bus?
I'm in a
pre-boat. I got a pre-boat.
I'm in a Christian rock band.
Oh, praise Jesus for Christy Lee.
I play a bass guitar. You look like a bassist. You look like the guy who would play bass.
I'm pretty sure we're getting canceled after this show.
I can play harmonica.
Great run, y'all.
Yeah, it was definitely a great run.
That was not, I mean, straight up, he looks like a guy that would play bass. I'm just saying. Or a tambourine, one of the two. But I think we'd have a lot of...
Not a tambourine.
He could get the tambourine down. Speaking of that, you know, we actually record this show on Wednesdays, you know, it airs on Sundays, but we are missing Bear Jackson as we speak. It bothers me. Why don't we not have a TV in this studio?
I have Hulu on my
phone.
It'd
be hard to focus on Bear Jackson and doing this at the same time.
I am multi-talented. I can ignore you and watch Bear Jackson at the same time.
And talk.
I talk in my sleep, okay? So it's no big deal there. I talk all the time, but... I'm telling you, that's where we need to be. We need to be in Scottsdale in a tour bus.
Well, yeah, I think that would probably be better doing a remote rather than us just sitting here watching Barrett Jackson, because then it would just be us indiscriminately talking about Barrett Jackson while the microphones are on.
Exactly. I mean, we could give you a play-by-play.
I think we need
5 days later.
5 days later. We got something to say. They're already going to know everything, and then we're like, oh, here, check this out.
Yeah, but they don't know what we got to say about it.
That's what I'm saying. Like I got people sending me pictures on Instagram of things coming across, and there's a Sierra Grande four-wheel drive GMC black, all solid black, going through.
Now, that's a good reference point.
I know.
Well, then, 287 Grand Nationals just went across the block, too.
That drives me crazy.
835 miles.
I really want to go to Palm Beach.
I've been to Palm Beach. I love Palm Beach.
Palm Beach. And I mean, it's a fun town. You're in Florida. It's April.
I'm saying that show, specifically, that Barrett Jackson.
Well, it's not that big, but it's nice.
Yeah.
It's a good one. It's like, you know, it's a good one to get your feet wet.
But, you know, it literally took us, well, me, really, about 3 days to walk everything and see everything.
At Palm Beach?
Yeah, in Palm Beach.
Really?
Yeah. It's thousands upon thousands upon thousands of cars.
Telling you.
I know, I just want to see the one. I wanted to see the one.
What's the one?
Sean Ryder's OBS truck go across.
Oh, the 92?
Oh. Man, she was beautiful.
That thing bottomed out, dude. It didn't flip. That makes me rethink the meth bust mini truck.
Oh, wow. That's probably a good idea, man. Because, I mean, I've seen that truck person, you know, in real life at multiple shows.
You touched it.
I touched it. And he didn't see it. You just called me out. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Only thing that killed that truck, I think, it was a beautiful truck on the outside. Them bomber seats in that truck killed that truck.
But, man, it looked so good. If you've seen it, like, standing there looking at, man, they look so good. But what really killed it is they had that thing sitting so high it was in the nosebleed section.
Well, see, that's the big thing now. When you're running one across the block, they're not going to let you just sit there and lay frame with it, because if that thing don't pick back up, now they've got a problem.
Well, I'm not saying lay frame, but, I mean, at least tuck. At least.
Well,
I mean, that thing looked like a regular old stock truck with some graphics painted down the side of it and some uncomfortable seats.
Could you imagine sitting down on them things on a hot day?
I don't want to.
That'd be bad.
It'd be awful.
You do not want rivet marks branded in your butt.
That's what you would have.
And that's just bad.
That truck was gorgeous, though, man.
It was a good-looking
OBS truck. It was like $12,000-some-odd?
$12,000 is what I gathered.
Well, the one upside to it is, you got to think about it, you got a 10% buyer commission.
Yep.
So they had add another $1,200 to the top of it, which is still really pretty bad, because now it's $13,200. Could you imagine the money it took to build that truck?
And the shipping?
It had to have been plenty. I mean, it was a nice truck, and I can't remember how much, because Sean had done sold it, and I've seen that truck go through a car lot, a couple of different people, and then all of a sudden it popped up going through Barrett Jackson, and I can't remember how much the original builder, Sean, sold it for, but I know it had to have been more than $12,000.
You know, me and Rob were talking about this, I think, yesterday or today or one of them, something, about, well, it had to be
today. One of them days.
It had to be today because of the truck selling yesterday, and it's like that truck, like you say, it's been through so many hands, and it's almost got to the point where that truck is at its...
Well, end. We're talking about SEMA cars.
Yeah.
They're built, and it's just, I mean, they're so wild, and they're so extreme, and they're gorgeous builds, but like, you got these guys that build like these Texas Metal extensive custom trucks.
Yeah.
You know, they got these brand new F-350s, they body drop and all stuff. There's no turnaround in these trucks at all.
No.
None whatsoever. So, I mean, once they've run their course, I mean, I've seen SEMA cars bring nothing. Because,
oh, yeah.
I mean, everybody's seen them, and they're really only good for one thing, and everybody knows where you got it from. I mean, it's just kind of is what it is.
And
you know?
Next year it ain't worth a quarter of what you spent.
It's old news.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, I agree.
So in a lot of ways, that's bad.
Yeah.
That's bad. I mean.
Well, I mean, everybody knows, man. You know, you build a custom truck like that, you're never going to get the money that you put in it.
No. And then, I mean, that's the thing. Everybody's got their hand out in this business anyway. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Everybody thinks they're going to get rich off everything they're going through there. And, I mean, there's probably way more horror stories with auctions like this than there are success stories.
They just show you the good ones.
Yeah, they just show you the winners. You know, there's a lot of them that's got their lit run out when they're leaving there. I mean, imagine you're paying $30,000 for that truck and selling it for $12,000.
Yeah.
And then you paid 8% of that back to the auction company just to have it there.
Yep.
That's craziness, man. I mean, that's really, and you know, it's kind of part of the auction life. You know, live by the sword, you die by the sword. You win big, you can lose big too. And you thought all that gambling was only in Vegas.
No, absolutely not.
I'm telling you. I don't know. Would you run your car through Barrett Jackson?
No way.
How about you?
Depends on the car. I mean, I wouldn't run anything that I owned through Barrett Jackson because I don't think they'd take it, but it depends on the car. I mean, there's different venues for different vehicles.
They're taking it. They're going to send yours through on Monday.
Mine's going to be a Tuesday at about 11:30 car.
Horrible, horrible.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods.
Commercial breaks, man. Give me
every
time. Hang tight, guys. We got more Hot Rods and Happy Hour
headed your way.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
And, of course, we got Hot Rods and Happy Hour financial analyst / numbers guru, Richard Hoskins.
In honor of Barrett Jackson, what's happening in Scottsdale, Arizona?
Hanging on to Arizona.
Love that place.
Every time I hear Arizona, I think about that old Nicolas Cage movie, Raising Arizona.
Oh, I love that movie.
Yeah. Did that actually take place in Arizona?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it did.
I know the guy's last name was Arizona, too. The guy that owned the furniture store, remember?
Yeah. Yeah, the one that they robbed the baby from.
The best line in that movie. The best line in that movie is when he goes, Mr. Arizona, we have reason to believe you changed your last name. You mind telling us why? Would you buy furniture from a store called Unpainted Huff Hines? Best line ever. And, of course, in the studio, we got Hot Rods and Happy Hour legal counsel / all-around cool car guy, Mr. Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
Without the last name Huff Hines.
Yeah.
I think my favorite one ever. The one place where I know my Nathan Jr. is where all you buttholes are. God, there's so many good lines.
No, my favorite is, huh? You forgot the baby, huh?
John Goodman was epic in that one, too.
Oh, they all were. I love that.
I got to pick it a litter. I got the good one. All babies are good, huh? Huh?
You going to go steal me that baby?
I love when he robs a convenience store. He said, I'll take these here huggies and all the money out of that they're rich. Love that. That's epic.
We need to have a movie night.
We got to. Yeah. We need to.
That would be a lot of fun. On our Prevost.
Would you buy? It would be way more fun driving down the highway in your Prevost. So, Smitty, had to pick your dream tow rig.
This is going to be a joint one between me and Smitty because we can only afford one.
Because in marriage, you know how it works. You got to share everything.
You got to share it.
Even your dreams.
Man, I'm going to have to go with the Lodestar.
That thing is cool now. Now, I actually got to check this out in person. Now, he's got it where he can swap the beds out of this thing.
Oh, yeah, Jason Thorbeck. He showed out when he built that truck.
You can Google Lodestar and pull it up probably, but it's probably, what was it, 70, 60?
63.
Yeah, I thought it was like, I think it's a little older than a 63.
It's got a butterfly hood on it. It's an international truck, and it's like a, you know, it's not like a big rig. It's like a medium duty truck, but it is really gorgeous. And of course, it lays down air ride all the way around and all that good stuff.
Well, you know, if I picked it, that's what it does.
But it's got air ride all the way around it. But he's got it where you can change the beds out on it. That's what I like.
Yeah. I mean, this dude can. I mean, he can haul anything. And what I love is when he got the flatbed on it and got that square body S10.
Yeah.
Sitting on the back there. Man, she is.
It's a lowrider on a lowrider.
No, it ain't a lowrider. It's a mini truck.
It's a mini truck on a big truck.
On a huge truck.
On air.
On air. It's air on air. Ride through the air.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Non-stop.
Would you have your CB radio?
Oh, yeah.
What would you handle? What would you handle be, Smitty?
Cool hair.
Never even thought about it. Don't hate no hair.
Cool hair. I don't have no hair. That's right. I don't have no hair. But that wouldn't be a cool handle for you. Cool hair.
His handle would be Hanging Tough.
Ooh. And I know what yours would be, Breezy. Low blow. Bam. Kill shot. That was rough. Oh, I'm telling you. Talking about we share everything, including the insults. I mean, just jam it right in your heart.
I mean, she lives with me, so she's got to be good at them.
Yeah, know? I'm telling you.
Tell one from the best.
I'm telling you. That's rough, man. That's sweet, but it's rough.
But then how that Lodestar.
About that Lodestar.
Man, that thing really is. I mean, honestly, dude, it is nice.
It is a really nice tow rig.
And, I mean, he drives it everywhere.
Was it still got, what kind of motors it got? I think it's gas powered. I don't think it's diesel anymore.
454
Is it gas? No, I thought it was diesel.
I don't know. Maybe we should hit this Google guy up.
Maybe we should look
it
up.
It might be worth the Google. You never know. All right, so we're gonna go on the other end of the table here, like you can see it. Kobe, what would be your ideal tow rig?
I like the 40 Mac cab overs.
Oh, so you like the old B model Macs?
Yeah, I like the B model Macs with the. I don't want the flatbed. I like the tilt bed. You know.
So you want a rollback?
Well, not really.
Or a ramp truck?
Yeah, it's a ramp truck. That's what I like.
I tell you, I like the ramp trucks.
They just look sexy going down the road.
You know, Greg Porter, who's a local hot rod builder, painter here, he actually has a B model Mac.
Yeah, I think.
And those things are gorgeous. Black, flames, got the little sleeper on the back. And it's got like a Hodges body on it, like a ramp truck body, a wedge truck.
Yep.
Those are fun.
Yep. And them things are just sexy.
Small, though.
Yeah, but.
It's a small cab.
Yeah, but, I mean, I guess if you're just bebopping around, I mean, it would work.
Well, I mean, technically, you know, this would be something you'd be hitting the road with.
Well.
Bebopping.
Well, I wouldn't bebop far with it.
In your B-model Mac.
That's a 4-mile trip, you know.
To the local car show. I would go on a 10-mile trip with this one.
Pull over and put it on a trailer.
You got to put your Mac on a trailer. You got to
put the Mac on the trailer.
You got to put your tow rig on a trailer.
To go to a long show.
You boys are killing me. You're killing me. Mr. Hoskins.
Yes.
what would be your ideal tow rig? All right, well, hang on. Hold that thought. What would be powering your B-model Mac?
I would probably have to do like a, probably international.
So you want international?
Big old diesel.
Just a big old diesel.
Twin turbo, something.
Something wild.
Yeah, something wild.
Well, all right. So, Mr. Hoskins, the perfect tow rig.
I like to keep everything sensible and efficient, so I would probably buy like a mid to late 80s Kenworth K100 cab over big rig with a flatbed on it.
So would you go with red and white stripes? Because we know you're a BJ in the Bay Area
fan. I am. I mean, this
came out several times.
Yeah, it was a childhood thing, and I've always loved big trucks. Like, I want to get one, but like not a trailer because I have absolutely nothing to trailer. But I just want one to like drive around. So if I did have to tow my car, which is a pretty common occurrence.
I could.
Yeah, it's nice to know that utility would be there.
I could see you going down the road, suit and tie on, singing Jerry Reed songs, driving a KW to the bank.
I would love to see that.
Oh, the more wheels it's got, the more I like it. Just shifting gears and going through them. And
yeah.
Hitting high side, going back through them again, whatever, you know, things like that. Truck driver stuff.
It's just sensible. It just makes sense.
What would your handle be on your CB?
Ooh.
You'd have to have a cool handle.
It would be Admiral something.
Admiral. It's a Kenworth, not a yacht. It's not the Love Boat.
I don't know. Like,
he said, that's my other favorite show.
Admiral Hauls a Lot or something.
Admiral Hauls a Lot.
Really?
Oh.
Wow.
Oh. Cubby, what would your handle be? Your CB handle. You got to have a cool CB handle.
Monkey Town.
Monkey Town.
Yep.
Monkey Town.
Yeah, because y'all be riding with me.
So. Oh, Lord.
Rob, fitting. What would yours be?
My handle?
Mm-hmm.
Probably Rabbit.
Trailer Coin.
Really? Really, Donnie? Is that really where we're going with this?
Cool Breeze.
I'm telling you, that's messed up right there. You know, I hadn't said nothing about any of that. Now, all of a sudden, you want to just start throwing rocks. I mean, that's messed up. Nobody asked me what my perfect tow rig would be. It's just,
well, I'm fixing to ask you.
Okay.
What
would my tow rig be?
Yes.
The perfect tow rig for me.
It's going to be a C4 Corvette.
LS swapped.
Have you ever seen a C4 Corvette you need a CDL to drive?
Not yet.
Wouldn't it be epic? No. I don't want a C4 Corvette. I tell you what I really like, and it's kind of along the lines of what Kobe was talking about. When we were at the Hendrix Museum, and we're walking around Rick Hendrix's collection, and you know, if you ever get the opportunity, which it doesn't happen often, but if you do get the opportunity to check that out, it's definitely, definitely worth it. But he actually has Tom McEwen and Don the Snake Perdomo, both of their race car haulers.
Really?
Don the Snake Perdomo was a Dodge, but it was the Pepsi Dodge.
Yep.
And Tom McEwen's was the Hot Wheels?
The Hot Wheels.
I think his was. Yeah, his was red and white, and they're both Dodges.
Yeah.
They're gorgeous. And I mean, like, what, late 60s, early 70s Dodges, yep. Like D800s or something. Those things are so gorgeous. I love, like, the bodies. I mean, they're very, very wild. Those things are cool. He's got the funny cars to match, too. But, I mean, I tell you what, when you got an unlimited budget, you can just buy cool things. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean.
When money ain't a thing, you can buy cool things.
Exactly.
I'm telling you. It's a good problem to have, though.
Like a Prevost.
Now, I'm going to tell you something. The Prevost is right there with it. And that's something, I mean, even balling on a budget, I might could swing that. I think we'd look kind of good riding around
that. I think we'd look great in a
Prevost. I really think we need a tour bus. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
I'm waiting. I'm down.
I mean, there's five of us. We could be like a boy band, but with a girl in it.
Gender neutral.
Exactly. You know, we fit in with the new millennial crowd now. I mean, it's how it rolls. And Josh got long hair and everything, so that works too. Guys, stay tuned. We got more Hot Rods and Happy Hour headed your way.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts, and of course, we got Smitty and Breezy in the studio.
What's going on, guys?
What's happening, y'all?
And then we got Hot Rods and Happy Hour financial analyst/numbers guru, Richard Hoskins.
what's going on, Humboldt County, California?
The Admiral himself. Aye, aye, Captain. And then, of course, we got Hot Rods and Happy Hour Legal Counsel / All Around Cool Car Guy, Mr. Kobe Miller in the studio.
What's going on, everyone?
So, how about a Craigslist challenge?
I think that's a good idea.
I'm game.
When we were off the air, we were, don't get your hopes up, we're back on the air, but I'm talking about on the break. When we were off the air, we actually got, we were talking about doing a Craigslist challenge, so we gave each other a $5,000 limit to find the perfect tow rig to pull a trailer with, because you're not going to find a rollback or a ramp truck for less than $5,000. So, who wants to start?
I want to go second to last, because I know you'll go last, but I want to go second to last.
Okay.
Mine's that good.
We got last and second to last.
I'll go.
Okay.
Third. I'm going to go third.
Damn, I'll go first.
I found me a low mile, and this is actually low miles. A Ford F-350 dually.
350.
350. It's a 1990. Got 110,000 miles on it. It's got the big block 460, so it's not a diesel, but it's still a big block.
Ain't nothing
wrong with
460.
It's 6 miles a gallon.
Nothing.
Hey, it works.
Yeah. Got all this extra stuff. Got a gooseneck ball. So, tow package.
You can haul your fifth wheel if you need to.
Tow package. Got the big bumpers on it. Running boards. Just had mufflers put on it last week. His daddy owns it, and he's 86. And, you know, you can't drive a darn dually when you're 86. It's too big.
My daddy can't drive one at 60 now.
But, I mean, she's sharp. She's clean-ish.
Ish.
Got good tires. I mean,
ish. Is it brown? It's red.
No, it's brown.
It's brown.
It's that ugly brown.
But it's, I mean, it's clean. Extended cab, too.
Yeah, extended cab. I mean, she's a nice
truck.
I
really had a bad truck.
Not at all.
How much is it?
He wants $5,200, but I called him and told him I'd give him $5,000 cash, and he said I could get it. So I'll be down there tomorrow and pick it up.
So we had to negotiate on this one. Admiral, what did you find?
I came up with something again, sensible, efficient. I found a 1994 International Diesel School Bus manufactured by Bluebird in Georgia. Good running and driving bus with a fuel-efficient DT360 diesel engine. I typically don't think of school buses as fuel-efficient. Allison automatic transmission. Little to no rust for a conversion in the open road. If you're thinking of building your own schoolie, motorhome, food truck, pop-up shop, tow pig, look no further. It's 35 feet long and has a 73-inch ceiling. Flashing lights have been removed to beat DOT spec, but we can put them back on. And you don't need a CDL to drive this bus. It's $3,500.
I love that right there. If you want the flashing lights, we don't care what the cops say.
If I want you to stop, you're going to stop.
I got a lot in school bus. That's an epic one. I didn't even think about it. You can live in it, too.
Yeah. How much you say it was, Richard?
$35.
Oh, you're saying you got.
And Richard's bringing money back.
Yeah, he got fuel money.
Kobe.
Okay, it ain't a Prevost, but it's a next best thing. A 1977 Winnebago with a 454. It says somewhere around X amount of miles because it does not work. The miles thing don't work.
The odometer doesn't work.
Nope, no leaks, but does need a little bit of work. Sleeps 8 to 10 people, has a trailer hitch. And they will take $3,500.
I got to see this Winnebago. That's a tetanus shot waiting to happen.
That looks like some out of Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
That's not the next best thing to a Prevost.
Hey, it's got an awning. It's got a roof rack. Hey,
Richard's school bus is closer to the Prevost than
that.
Yeah.
Does yours even run, Kobe?
Yes, it runs. It's got a 454. The motor runs great, it says, but the speedometer don't work. So it don't know what the miles are. Hasn't worked in a long time. But hey, Richard, now this would be straight up your alley. You could bring the girls back to this bus.
Yeah, I don't think they'd come, dude.
And then they would run away. We didn't say a rolling meth lab. We said a tow pig.
And it has storage underneath, it says, too.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. For the bodies. Yeah.
I get it. I mean, it's charming.
It's easy access doors too, because the floor pans have rusted out and just reach right through, right?
It's the tentament on wheels.
What's the inside of that thing look like?
I'm sure it doesn't have pictures of the inside.
You don't have pictures of the inside.
That's scary right there.
Yeah, and a motorhome is kind of a big deal.
Blood stains on the inside.
But it has a 454 and it says it runs great. But the miles are...
You know what? Hey. You know what? I think that's a good one.
$3,500, and I'm bringing money back.
You are.
You'll need
it
for them doctor bills.
You're going to need it for the doctor bills and the tow truck.
For them weird rashes. In the shag carpet.
All right. I decided to think outside of the box because I knew all y'all would go big. I went with a 1993 Cadillac Fleetwood Lowrider Broham. It's on hydros. 1993 is when they introduced the towing package to a Cadillac, so you can tow stuff with it. It's got a perfect
lawnmower.
That's why I married this woman.
It's got a perfect paint job. It's got immaculate interior. It's got $500 off, and it's in Fayetteville, Georgia.
That is the coolest thing I've ever seen in my life. Dope.
Oh, it's on 13. It's on 13s, ain't it?
Roll on, player. Roll on, player.
Yes, got that.
That's bad. That's awesome.
Wait. Here's a better picture. Look at that hood.
Oh, snap.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, with the look.
It's got graphics on it. Actually, it's hand-painted airbrush something or another on the front of it.
That thing looks like one of them velvet rugs you bought off the side of the road.
Exactly. It looks like you just like, you do like that and you hear ch-ch-ch-ch on top of it. Mm-hmm. So $4,500 in Fayetteville.
That right there, I'm pretty sure the guy that owns that, his name is Carlos. I'm just throwing that out there.
100% sure. Or Tico.
Yeah, that. Yep. And he could possibly sell drugs. I'm just saying.
I'd be willing to bet some watches like have been sold out of that trunk.
Watches and
bootleg DVDs,
iPads, and
yeah, it's got 8 batteries in it.
Your TV.
My TV. Yeah, that's where my TV went to.
That's what I'm saying. That was a good one. The school bus was a good one, but I think I got you beat.
What do you got?
A 1989 C4 Corvette.
What is that going to tow?
Well, it's got a tow hitch on it.
You're pulling my leg.
It'll pull something, that's for sure. And just think, maybe that somebody you might pull in might have a good tow, might have a good truck, might make a good tow pig. I'm just saying, it helps you meet people. It's a tool.
It helps you meet people.
It is. Well, when ladies see you drive a C4 Corvette, they know you're a man of sophistication, of mystery.
A man of taste.
and maybe this lady that's looking for a man of taste may have a nice 3/4 ton or 1 ton truck that you could use to pull your trailer with.
To pull your C4.
No, the C4 Corvette, that right there, that's responsibility is what that is. I mean, any man can go out and go buy a new Corvette, but when you're riding around a C4 Corvette, it says, hey.
It's like a business card.
Exactly.
I know a girl that had a Honda Civic that would hook up a little lawnmower trailer and fill it slam full of scrap and drag it all the way through easily to go down there to the scrapyard. I ain't never seen no trailer behind no C4 Corvette.
It's got a hitch on it, okay? Don't second guess it. I didn't question the integrity of it. I just said it's got one.
1-inch ball or something?
It doesn't matter. It's got a trailer hitch, which is in turn used for towing. And on second thought, I gave you my plan B with this, how it's going to work.
I think I won this one by default.
I still like my Winnebago.
No, I got this. I got hydros.
I got to give it to Sis.
I got Breezy, too.
Yeah, I will, too. But we get tetanus shots and all this stuff with mine, though.
Yeah, but I have a party with mine. I mean, you go down through there, you bump some ice cube. Today was a good day.
You ever rock the C4 Corvette? You don't know what a party is.
But there's some really cool jackets in the trunk of Breeze.
iPods.
Does it come with a starter jacket?
Oh, yeah, members only, too.
Oh, Lord. Oh, man. Guys, I tell you what, you've been listening to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. We're all out of time, and I want to thank you all for playing along. We'll catch you next Sunday. On 106.3 WORD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.